Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In public, Martin Luther King Jr. was staunchly against firearms as a means of liberation. Privately, he owned weapons and hired armed security to protect himself and his family. Why the change? This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Fighting for liberation in this country is dangerous. It takes bold leaders to speak out against injustice and even stronger ones to endure all that comes with a pro-black platform. As constant death threats were launched at Martin Luther King, he did what many would consider uncharacteristic of him. Dr. King armed himself with more than faith and dreams. He had an arsenal in his home. Despite preaching nonviolence, King felt that being armed was the only way to protect his family. After King's house was bombed in 1956, he applied for a concealed carry permit. However, he was rejected because he was black. Though it was technically legal for black people to carry guns, the system created wiggle room in laws to thwart black gun ownership. King recognized this, and after a trip to India in 1959, he decided to embrace nonviolence completely. Sad to see that Martin Luther King had to go against his principles to peacefully fight for us. Yet, he reminds us that personal sacrifice is crucial to liberation. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.